Flying Talkers podcast is brought to you today by your global sales force, ATC Aviation. For 30 years, one world, one global air cargo GSSA. ATC is your guide and your key to air freight markets, both local and international. For more information and the ATC experience up close and personal, go to www.atc-aviation.com. That's www.atc-aviation.com. And tell them Flying Talker sent you. This is Jeffrey Arend, and welcome to the 2020 Flying Talkers. Happy New Year! Here we get back to work sharing views of people that make the global logistics industry go for our 45th consecutive year. Today, Flying Typers is the longest continually published industry media source under the same ownership, publisher, and editor in the history of air cargo. But what will happen in 2020? After a less than memorable 2019, it seems everybody is looking for answers. Will this new decade be the roaring 20s, or as we celebrate Chinese Lunar New Year later this month, will we step off during 2020 as an industry into the year of the mouse? Well, here we open our 2020 effort with some thoughtful words shared by American Airlines Cargo President Rick Eliason, offering a plan featuring a wider perspective of things. Rick's thoughts as he approaches 4 years guiding the cargo fortunes of the world's biggest airline advance the feeling of his landmark treatise on leadership published here in 2019. You might look back a couple of issues of Flying Talkers and find my read of that particular treatise that he delivered to us. It's great reading, great listening, worth listening to again. Then, Brandon Freed, the outspoken president of the U.S.-based Air Forwarders Association, shares his take on things right now as 2020 begins. Additionally, Brandon, in a lively and intriguing interview, continues our exclusive multi-year leadership series, sharing his thoughts with a revealing overview of his world and the freight forwarder perspective. As 2020 begins, as I've said, it feels good to imagine that heartfelt, smart thinking toward betterment all around is at work today all over the world. Our series will continue all month long, so again, Happy New Year, and the best of the best to you, our listeners and our readers in 2020. Now, Rick Eliason. In 2020, be it resolved. Quote, a couple of thoughts come to mind when thinking about the new year, Mr. Eliason said. I grew up in a household that took goals and goal setting very seriously. I suspect that's why I enjoy the process and the convenient reminder that we get each January to reflect upon and plan for the coming year. Yes, I plan to eat better, exercise more, and find ways to improve my sustainability, Rick said, and also conservation efforts. But before any of that, my first step is to reflect upon and find gratitude for what was accomplished in 2019. In my case, I have a lot to be grateful for, and at the top of that list is the opportunity to work in such a meaningful industry and among so many inspiring men and women. Eating right, exercise, and environmental impact are fundamentally about what we consume, the energy we expend, and the waste or the inefficiency of the process. And so it is when we evaluate the health of our business. Foundational to improvement in each of these areas is my goal to help our team members find greater satisfaction and meaning in their jobs, to solidify in connections between what they do and why they do it. First, we must build upon our shared belief that our purpose is to care for people on life's journey. and that both clarity of direction and motivation result when team members see how their work contributes directly to the purpose of caring for others. This perspective naturally translates into continually striving to improve the customer experience, a major theme of ours at American Airlines in 2020. Second is to be ruthlessly focused on what specific initiatives we will tackle. There are more great ideas than we can possibly accomplish, and being intentional and disciplined about what we will set aside is as important and perhaps even more difficult as decisions about what we will accomplish. This is challenging. It's challenging to do while still allowing for entrepreneurship and innovation, but it's super important in unifying us as a team and being as successful and productive as we can be in 2020, Rick Ellison concluded. Thanks, Rick. Words to the wise and penetrating, something to think about. This is Jeffrey Arendt. "2020 could be a challenging year for the logistics industry," Brandon Freed, president of the Air Forwarders Association, declared, due to many global concerns. These challenges include ongoing trade issues, a possible war in the Middle East, impeachment in the USA, and the upcoming presidential election here in 2020. Creatively responding to change has always been the foundation of the freight forwarding industry. So we view many of these challenges, Brandon Freed said, as opportunities. Forwarders provide solutions to complex logistical problems using a variety of transportation modes, so they need to remain flexible and ready to help their customers react quickly in an uncertain environment. But regardless of the volume softening we saw through 2019, a recent survey of Air Forwarder Association members indicates increasing positivity for 2020. This optimism comes from the need for faster delivery times mandated by perishable companies, e-commerce shippers, and other industries requiring dependable delivery performances. Also, there's the hope of the U.S. reaching a trade deal with China and more favorable global economic conditions prevailing in the upcoming year. U.S. forwarders also remain concerned about increasing airport truck congestion, poor road infrastructure, and impending excessive governmental regulation, the upcoming maritime low sulfur fuel requirement, anticipated changes to U.S. export regulations, new worker classification laws, and lithium batteries, dangerous goods, shipped by companies not adhering to existing laws and manufacturing standards. But despite industry and global economic conditions and concerns, Brandon Freed said, freight forwarders are seeing more customer demand for faster order processing and vendor flexibility. Both continue to be the primary deliverable within our business. As a result, our members are increasingly investing in significant financial resources, in technology development to provide more efficient customer experience and increased information transparency. Automation is a popular and essential tool for continued growth. Still, we should never forget that people remain our industry's most valuable asset. Our country has seen, speaking for the USA, has seen 9 straight years of economic expansion since the Great Recession, and freight forwarders have benefited as well as a result of this prosperity. Now, as the economy begins to shift, we look forward to thriving on change and continuing our industry success, Brandon Freed said. Thanks for that, Brandon. And here's some more about Brandon Freed, a little bit behind the guy himself. This is Jeffrey Arendt. Brandon, the longtime president of Air Forwarders Association, is one air cargo executive in a world of change that seems to transcend time. While it's become fashion, or even rule, to flip and change top executives regularly at other industry associations, there goes steady Brandon, out there seemingly unflappable, as counterpoint to that action. As 2020 debuts, Brandon, with officers like Jenny Frigger at Avimo Trans, one of the top female executives in the business, and others up and down the line in the trucking and the forwarding industry, well, they keep things moving. They're not the biggest organization in the world, but they're always punching above their weight. So we asked Brendan, you know, what's the most important attributes of a leader? This is what he said. Never fall into the trap of thinking you're the smartest guy in the room, because the odds are you'll be wrong and the results can be embarrassing. Also, you need to be passionate, committed in a positive way to the strategic focus, since those working with you depend on your outlook and vision for their own success. Treat your team members well by listening to their options, their opinions, and providing feedback to help them in achieving overall objectives. So we asked Brendan, what about mentorship? He said, in the history of man, no 12-year-old ever said, I want to be a freight forwarder when I grow up. Those who do stumble into forwarding often find themselves fascinated by the daily variety and challenges, and those are precisely the folks we want to attract. Teach them right, instruct them well, this is mentoring, and they will become tomorrow's leaders. So how do you handle the customer experience? Brandon said, rule number one is shut up and listen, because this is not a one-size-fits-all world. Every customer has their own hot buttons, their own needs, and their own unique perspectives on what's important. As important and exciting as the new technology is that is rolling out across the supply chain world, they are, after all, only tools, and be it a hammer, a saw, a wrench, or a scalpel, are only as good as the hands that wield them. Craft solutions that fit your individual customer needs, Brandon said, and you'll succeed. We talked about the venues along the service chain, including outsourcing, and we wondered, you know, how do you handle things you can't control? That's what successful forwards do, Brandon insists. They manage relationships and must understand that vendors, just like customers, have unique needs. As much as we're focused on technology in today's world, Brandon Fried said, we must never lose sight of the fact that relationships matter, more so. So how can forwarders extend influence to touch points they don't have responsibility for? Well, build truth and meaningful partnerships with your service providers and understand that loyalty is a two-way street. Foster win-win relationships in which the vision is clear and the strategy concise with easy-to-understand objectives. If the mission is too complex for the group and its people, many will simply give up in achieving the overall goal. So we asked Brendan, what's his idea of happiness? And as you might have gathered from me reading his comments, there's always a wry sense of humor involved. But I will continue. Brandon said, happiness? Being interviewed by flying typers. But a close second would be a love of commercial aviation and vintage automobiles. I love airports and cargo, and I'm a sucker for the old school style of driving, where I'm still in charge and not some damn computer buried under the dashboard somewhere. But the most happiness is spending time with my family and good friends, because no plane, no car beats those moments. So what's his idea of misery? Doing just about anything else for a living. I'm passionate about freight forwarding and the Air Forwarders Association, and I'm honored, Brandon Fried said, to be associated with such a wonderful group of people. Bravo, Brandon. What's your main fault? I worry too much. I've come to realize that most of what we worry about never really happens. On the other hand, being concerned drives the passion that helps us accomplish important objectives. Nice. Brandon Fried, president of the Air Forwarders Association, lets it all hang out. Words to the wise, too. Thanks, Brandon. Here's something about the time of year. Let's face it. We've been at home surrounded in the sanctuary of family and friends for the past weeks, and now it's back to work, 2020. But just as soon as the weekend comes, and I'm talking about right ahead of us, we'll be back at home, minus the lights, and probably the cookies and the family together and the gaiety of the season, looking ahead, maybe at some unpaid bills, and in some climes, 9 to 10 more weeks of winter. It's amazing how the lights go on and then the lights go off, isn't it? And then all of a sudden, all we're left with are these memories. I like to carry these things forward into January a little bit, try to think of some things we could do together with the family, do together for ourselves as well, to kind of ease our way in with our heads in the right place into this new year. So how about as 2020 begins, as soon as next weekend might be a good time to watch a movie together or something at home, maybe something filled with laughter to bring us all back together again while the spirit of the holidays still lingers on. I want to talk about a movie called The Mouse That Roared. I thought about that movie because, you know, this is the Chinese Lunar New Year coming up, I think, on January 25th. And so it's in my mind. Of course, it's the year of the rat to some people, but and to other people, it's called the more tender year of the mouse. But anyway, The Mouse That Roared from 1959, it's my favorite Peter Sellers movie. I mean, I like everything Peter Sellers does, but The Mouse That Roared, you might recognize Peter from The Pink Panther or maybe Dr. Strangelove, that Stanley Kubrick film where he played six different roles. The Mouse That Roared is fall down funny. Here, he plays three different people, but Mouse That Roared, 60 years later, since this movie was created, is still, as I said, laugh out loud funny, brilliantly written and acted, and wonderful family viewing. Mouse is just the ticket for a mid-January weekend. So I'll share a little bit of the plot, not too much, but just a little bit to give you an idea how it goes. So in Europe, when the tiny nation of Grand Fenwick, that's almost impossible to find on a map, but their only export revenue, a special wine, starts being produced in California. So Grand Fenwick's entire economy collapses. Things look terrible until Prime Minister Rupert Mountjoy, played by Peter Sellers, points out that no country that has declared war on the United States has ever gone hungry. So when Field Marshal Tully Bascom, also played by Peter Sellers, and the 23 other men in the Grand Fenwick Army, that's the total army, invade the United States, their plan to immediately surrender unravels. It's a great movie. It gets funnier every minute it goes on. In January, as my grandmother Flossie always said, laughter is the best medicine. That's good for what's ailing you, she insisted. Watch The Mouse That Roared and Believed. It's available on Vudu, Fandango, and Google Play. You can also find it full length, believe it or not, on YouTube. Quality I can't speak to, and I don't know how the reception would be, but it definitely is on YouTube. It's The Mouse That Roared from 1959, Peter Sellers. Let's have a good laugh. Let's have some fun as we get going in 2020. Let's carry that spirit forward all year long. And for your time, this time, this is Jeffrey Aaron saying, thanks for listening, and keep 'em flying, Air Cargo. Goodbye.